When there's news from the countries of the former Soviet Union, you'll now be hearing from NPR's new correspondent in Moscow, David Green. David has been on his first assignment in the region, and he sends us this letter from Ukraine.
Sometimes you can learn the truth about a place and its culture from the person closest to you, your producer. Sergei Sotnikov, NPR's producer and translator in Moscow, was with me on my first reporting trip. We were in eastern Ukraine, in the industrial city of Donetsk, and after a bumpy 12-hour train ride through the night, we were exhausted. It was sunrise, and Sergei started planning out the day with our taxi driver. We wanted to interview people about the upcoming presidential election in Ukraine.
It's about It's about 2:30. We arrived there.
But first things first, although Sergei's family is Russian, they moved to Ukraine years ago, and his dad lives right outside Donetsk. Sergei suggested we stop by for some tea. Turned out, it wasn't just tea. Cognac at 7 a.m. Sergei's dad, Nikolai Sotnikov, served me as soon as I walked in his front door. And as I knew from reading about Russian families, if a shot of cognac or vodka is offered, saying no is not an option. It's really a Russian's way of saying, welcome to my home. Now, I should say, before I came to the former Soviet Union, friends warned me that people can be a bit cold and distant. Perhaps it's a legacy of Soviet times, when it paid to keep yourself to yourself. But as soon as you get to know people here, and especially when you're invited into their homes, that's when you feel the warmth. That brings us to Sergei's dad. The 75-year-old was a coal miner in Soviet days. He lost his wife, and he now lives with his friend, Taya. They're not well off by any means, but their hospitality is overwhelming. Nikolai and Taya heat their home with coal that he gets for free as part of his pension, and they cook on this metal slab that's heated by the coal. People are poor and hungry in this part of Ukraine, he explained to me. He was anxious for me to know about that. And he's actually the one who encouraged me to bring out my microphone during this social visit. Sergei's dad knew that I was a correspondent, and he didn't want me to be shy about doing my job.
David, do you need some... would you like to ask some more questions?
Tell your father, I came to visit with him, not to interview him, but I appreciate his wisdom very much.
We then all sat down and ate everything Taya had prepared on that little stove. Meat rolls and cabbage rolls and pelmeni, which are Russian dumplings. And then, of course, one more toast. На пасашок, to the guests as they set off on their way.
Буду дожидать, как приедешь. Еще раз. Буду дожидать, как еще приедешь. Сюда буду дожидать.
I will wait for you to come visit me.
I'll be back with my wife.
I felt like I'd gotten an important window into life here. In a part of the world that can feel cold and unwelcoming, there's a warmth beneath the surface. David Green, NPR News,